This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Albania is observing a day of mourning Wednesday, a day after one of the strongest earthquakes to hit the country in decades killed at least 23 people and injured hundreds. Charles de Ledesma reports.
The powerful pre-dawn earthquake collapsed at least three apartment buildings while people slept, and rescue crews are working to free people believed trapped. There's no indication as to how many people might still be buried in the rubble. The health ministry reports, as well as the dead, around 600 people at least have been injured, with some in serious condition. The 6.4 magnitude quake was felt across Europe's southern Balkans and was followed by multiple aftershocks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The New York Times reported Monday President Donald Trump had been briefed on the whistleblower complaint that's now at the heart of the House impeachment inquiry when he released military aid to Ukraine back in September. The impeachment process against President Trump is moving into a new phase as the House Judiciary Committee gets set to take up the probe. The committee has invited Mr. Trump to attend the upcoming hearing. AP's correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
The House Judiciary Committee has scheduled a hearing for next Wednesday, December 4th, to explore the question of high crimes and misdemeanors, the constitutional requirement for impeachment. The hearing will feature legal experts who will examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment and explore a framework to respond to serious allegations of impeachable misconduct. President Trump and his lawyers are invited to attend the hearing and request answers from witnesses, but the president is scheduled to be overseas next week. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA.